Time now to introduce Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. And it is a watery theme, Diana.
Hello. Well, this week it's time to ask, is it all getting lost in the wash?
Hello, I'm Russell from Great Chisel, and I would like to know, why do washing powders remove stains but not dyes?
So, to get to the gritty-nitty, how do washing powders work?
My name is Wumi Edemosi, and I work as a scientist looking into improving our laundry detergents at Persil. To answer the first part, one of the main and important ingredients used is surfactants. The surfactant molecule is clever in the way that on one side it has a hydrophobic, that's water-hating molecule chain, and on the other side it has a hydrophilic, water-loving component. The hydrophobic chain finds itself sticking to the stains on your clothes, and the hydrophilic head has a strong attraction to water. They're able to surround the dirt and roll it up into a small globular type ball, and the end result is that they're able to lift the stain from your cloth into the wash water. We also, to help in the cleaning, some of our detergents contain enzymes, which are naturally derived molecules. Generally, we use different enzymes such as proteases, which break down proteins, and amylase, which breaks down starch. And then finally, another major ingredient that we use, like most other detergent manufacturers, is bleach. The bleach turns the stain into more soluble, colourless particles that can be easily removed and carried away into the wash water. So in actual fact, it can remove bleachable dye stains. So to kind of answer the other part of the question, laundry detergents can remove certain dyes as well as stains.
Well, most dyes are composed of molecules that these ingredients can't target. Surfactants can't globularise the dyes, nor can enzymes gobble them up, unless they're vegetable-based. But bleach can affect dyes, and this is why washing powders designed for coloured clothes don't contain any bleach.
So, Diana, what is your worst washing disaster?
I don't think I've ever done the kind of, you know, red sock in with a white item
I
of
have.
Clothing.
Helen, have you had a
Always leaving tissues in pockets, and then you get little bits of white. I know it's not quite the same, but little bits of white fluff all over my husband's nice black T-shirts. He gets very cross.
I bet he does.
Actually, I did put a £5 note in once, but miraculously it came out okay.
Excellent.
Which is quite
so you were money laundering?
Oh, dear.
Right, once I've got over that, you may have seen adverts to wash your clothes at 30 and save energy, but how much energy could a new car save?
Hi, this is Steve from Crowborough. My question is, with the budget introducing the £2,000 subsidy to scrap old cars, I'm trying to figure out how much energy and carbon goes into the manufacture of a new car. Considering the increase in efficiency of the new car, how many miles would I have to drive to achieve an overall carbon saving?
So, can you help us solve our next question of the week? If you have an answer and you'd like to be included in next week's episode, then please email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write the answer into Question of the Week, and that's a section in our forum, which you can find at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
That was Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. She'll be back on that car theme, as she said, next week. You can also catch Question of the Week as its own podcast, nakedscientist.com/QOTW. And on the subject of cars, that's exactly what we're talking about next week. The vehicles of the future. We'll be finding out about better batteries that could carry electric cars much further, and also how hydrogen could be the fuel of the future, and why algae could be the new diesel. Thank you very much to Charlie Payton, Jane Memmott and Jonathan Jones and our wonderful production team here at The Naked Scientists. See you all next week.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.